Dear friends, may I remember with you the structure of the first chapters of the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. It is quite simple, but as these are long chapters, we could get lost. The main purpose of the Apostle is to show that we all need salvation, and that the gospel he preaches, the gospel we all believe in, is the answer to that need, is the answer to the need of salvation everybody has. And he is thinking of two peoples, the Jewish people on the one side, and the Gentiles, that is, the other peoples, on the other side. For him, these are the Jews and the Gentiles. Other word, a different word for Gentiles is pagans. And so, when we hear of Gentiles, or the preaching for the Gentiles, this is really, the message is really heading to ourselves. Because most of us, I suppose, come from a pagan background. It could be Indian Americans, it could be Africans, it could be people from Asia, but most of us come from a pagan background. And when the Apostle says that he is the Apostle of the Gentiles, we could innerly say, this is my Apostle. This is the Apostle that God particularly sent to preach the good news to my people, to my background. Now, it is his attempt to show that everybody needs God's salvation. But he's treating separately the two cases. It is a different story with the Jewish people and a different story with Gentiles. In the first chapter of his letter, we heard some of this yesterday. In the first chapter of his letter, St. Paul is telling the fruits of pagan life. And they are very well related with all sort of filthy actions, sinful way of life, and especially sexual immorality. This was very well known among the pagans. They were quite aware of their own situation, but probably that was not serious for them. All that sort of behavior was normal for them. If the marriage was a toy, if homosexuality was everywhere, who cares? That would be the normal answer, the most common position of people regarding these issues. Who cares? That's what everybody does. It doesn't matter. So the Apostle had to denounce this behavior and to recall them. This is not normal. It is not because everybody does it that it is normal. That was the case with the pagans. But now he's turning his and our attention to the Jewish people. Because the Jews had the idea that they were superior and that they could despise everybody else Because they have the law, they have the splendor of Moses' law, and they had the wisdom of God, and they had the true God and the true covenant. And in this second chapter, which we heard at least a little bit today, in this second chapter, I mean, the apostle is telling the Jewish people, please don't go too fast. You are without excuse. If you are passing judgment, if you are judging others, because your heart is not as good as it should be if you truly accepted the law of the Lord. You are not as good as you could be, or as you try to say you are. You are not as good as you should be. You are not as good as you think you are. The purpose in this finger pointing, accusing, is not to produce a complex of guilty among the Jewish people. His purpose is to say, not even having the law, you have truly accepted the plan of God. Something else is needed. And do open your heart to receive the grace that God is offering, that God is sending to you in Jesus Christ. Of course, we also could apply this text. Though we are not Jewish, we could apply this because finally, this all depends on human nature. We are not Jewish, but Jewish people. We are not the Jewish people, but we pass judgment. And it happens so often that we find in others the same faults we deny in ourselves. So we can apply this text for ourselves. The most important point, however, is not the denouncing, but the announce of salvation. The good news. Probably we are not repeating exactly the sins these Jews committed at that time. But we are passing judgment, and we many, many times fall short in accepting God's plans. I hope that the power of the Lord really conquers our minds, so that we truly admit, I need God's forgiveness, I need God's grace. That's all what is required to truly become a disciple of the gospel.